This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less, Steve the Thrill Hill. You bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck, but it's up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, and today, this episode of Who Sucks Less, we're calling, fun with your phone. Maybe put it down. Let us start where a dental nurse struck up a relationship with a widowed dentist. Well, she then launched a stalking campaign against them after they split. Now, I'm not saying she's crazy, but Sophie Colwell fitted a tracking device to David Pagliaro's car, bombarded him with phone calls, and managed to gain access to his house so that she could wait for him in his bedroom. The 54-year-old Dr. Pagliaro, he eventually ended up contacting police, and she was arrested. Now, she pleaded guilty to stalking involving serious alarm or distress and received a 20-week prison sentence suspended for 12 months. So she and Dr. Pagliaro, they worked together at the Smile Dental Center in England when the relationship started. Dr. Pagliaro said he sought companionship following the death of his wife and the mother of his two teenage children back in 2021. And he described her as being a tonic and being nice when they got together. But after the pair separated, the 30-year-old, she embarked on her stalking campaign. Dr. Pagliaro noticed that she would turn up at various locations that he'd driven to, such as the gas station when he was just trying to buy gas. She eventually handed him a tracker that she had attached to his car. But when he tried to talk to her about it, she became distressed and had a meltdown. Then one night, 2:00 in the morning, Dr. Pagliaro, he found her in his own bedroom, quote, without permission. She actually went for his cell phone. There was a tug of war. But his phone ended up calling 911, so the court heard an audio recording from when she entered his bedroom, where you could then hear him in the background screaming, help, help, help. But before cops got there, she managed to flee out of a window. She also harassed him by phone, making 965 calls to him in a single day. And then more than 1,000 calls the following day. Dr. Pagliaro said he was constantly worried that she was following him or hiding in the bushes by his driveway. Anyway, he said he did not want revenge. He said, quote, I never wanted that, but your actions wore me down. So he said that she found the end of the relationship very difficult. She was incredibly distressed, but she now knows the relationship is over. By the way, she was also made the subject of a 5-year restraining order banning her from contacting Dr. Pagliaro or going to his home or his dental surgery.
Damn.
She lost it a little bit. But more phone fun. This time we go to Ohio. A 34-year-old woman in Ohio, she was convicted of multiple felonies for making hundreds of fake 911 calls, tying up emergency services to the extent that it resulted in the death of another person.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Kesha Kennedy, she pleaded guilty last week to one felony count of disrupting public services, one felony count of making false alarms, and 25 counts of misuse of 911 systems. Authorities said the woman had been effectively using local first responders for personal entertainment for ambulance rides to the hospital. Kennedy called 911 almost 400 times since 2020 to complain about various illnesses. Now, as a result, the fire department became strained by her improper and frequent use of the emergency resources. Prosecutors said that the effects of Kennedy's behavior were felt throughout the community, particularly because first responders taxing her to the hospital for non-existent emergencies meant those services were unavailable to respond to actual emergencies. 911 calls from Kennedy, they were so frequent that it was not unusual for her to call multiple times in a single day. And the calls continued despite doctors at the hospital repeatedly informing her she has no medical issues. Well, regardless, every time she was brought in the facility, they were forced to triage her, emphasizing that taxpayers funded her transportation and hospital visits through Medicaid. She's also been abusing the emergency service resources in several other counties. One, two, three, four other counties in Ohio. In fact, one of them, she was convicted of misusing the county 911 system. So this is just what she does, but at one of the times they're taking her dumbass to the hospital. Someone who had an actual medical emergency could not get attention in that. And now we go to Japan, where a 38-year-old man, he was recently arrested for phone stalking his own wife, calling her over 100 times a day anonymously and saying nothing until she hung up. So on July 10th, a 31-year-old woman, she started receiving strange phone calls from someone who would just remain silent until she hung up in frustration. This went on for weeks because the calls, they came from an anonymous phone number, so she couldn't just block the calls. Now, on most days, she would get dozens of phone calls, but sometimes the phone stalker would ring over 100 times per day. And the phone never rang during the night or when she was playing video games on her husband's phone, which ultimately got her thinking about who the mystery caller could be. As July turned into August and the phone calls kept coming, the woman started thinking about ways to expose her stalker. Now, the more she analyzed the patterns of the calls, the more suspicious she became of her husband. Because, you see, the only time she never got the annoying calls were at night when they were slept in the same bed and when she used his phone to play video games. Now, eventually, the woman turned to police to help her solve the mystery, sharing with them her suspicion that her husband could be the stalker. And following an investigation, officers confirmed the woman's fears. And finally, in September, her husband was arrested for violating Japan's anti-stalker law. Now, when asked why he'd harassed his own wife for over a month with the strange phone calls, the man simply answered, "I love my wife, and I made the phone calls." That was his entire explanation. Now, apparently, it's not uncommon for married couples in Japan to live separately, especially when one of them has to relocate because of their job, and sometimes one of the spouses, they do get jealous, start stalking the other party. However, police confirmed that this was the first case of phone stalking involving a couple living together. So those are your stories.
That is weird.
That's just weird. Yeah, the Japanese dude, yeah. That's really weird. So we have the woman that was dating the dentist, and after they broke up, she called him over 1,986 times in 2 days, put a tracking device on his car, broke into his house to wait for him in the bedroom, all that. We have the woman in Ohio who made nearly 400 911 calls as a result of all these stupid calls for fake medical conditions. Someone else actually did die because they couldn't get the treatment. And finally, the weird dude in Japan who phone stalks his own wife.
Okay, Ohio in my mind sucks the most because somebody passed on, obviously, and you're tying up critical services. So I think that's a no-brainer on that one. The woman in Ohio, that's a little bit much to put a tracking device on someone's car continually.
No, she's in England. The one who put the tracking device.
Oh, that's in England. England. That's in England. That's in England. Okay. I think that's
a bit much.
A bit much. So look, I'm sorry. She married that guy in Japan.
Right.
They're husband and wife one way or another. You hopefully know your spouse and know what they are capable of doing and know their quirks and their weirdnesses. So to me, since this is a direct family member, this is the person's spouse who continually does this in this instance based on the other two stories, that one sucks the least.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I mean, I think it's pretty simple to say Ohio sucks the most because that guy died.
Somebody died.
And then, I mean, honestly, I'm just going to agree with Miles because, again, like the woman in England, while nobody got hurt, just the shock of coming home and there's somebody sitting in your bedroom.
And she shows up at the gas station when you're pumping gas.
Yeah, like that's horrible.
I mean, this is getting creepy, man.
Nah, the only thing I will say different than Miles is, like, if you can't mentally torture your wife, what's the point of getting married?
Yeah. All right, fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, right. Like, I feel like this guy was just like, I'm just going to mess with her.
That's what I bought with the ring.
Yeah. Have a little fun out of this. Hey, no more mouth hugs. I get to mess with you. Yeah.
It's just weird. It's just weird.
Yeah. That is super weird.
That's I didn't do anything to
I'm
her.
Glad nothing bad happened as I was dying laughing the whole time you told that story. Like, what?
Well, and then he's like, it's just because I love her so much. It's like, no. I really want to know why you're doing
that. Because you're crazy.
Don't BS me. Like, that's your wife. That's fine.
Guy,
whatever.
You are a guy. You want to mess with your spouse's mind. You're on the couch. You're sitting there. Just stand up and start walking somewhere.
Right.
They have to know where you're going.
That's right. Don't say a word.
You've got don't just start walking.
Yeah.
Because if they get up and go someplace, God doesn't care. He doesn't care where you're going. You're going wherever you're going. But if a guy sits up and starts walking, could be going to the bathroom, might be going to the kitchen. You never know where he's going. You just effed her mind up.
Just walk out the front door.
She's completely confused.
Just walk out the front door.
If you walk out the front door, they will absolutely pop the top, dude.
She cannot believe that you are moving around right now. Right. She wonders where you're going. That's how you.
Get a pack of smokes.
Yeah, exactly. Just.
That's what I'll say.
Yeah. D-Bay continues on Who Sucks Less. If you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram there. Shout out the names coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.